Okay, the Gemara now is going to discuss what we learned yesterday. So get back to what we're talking about. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. A person was Mekadosh and Ishal Tznai, that she doesn't have Nidorim or Mumim. And then he made the Nisuin and didn't mention the Tznai. So the question now is, so the Halach is like this, that if he didn't make any Nisuin and he found out that she had Mumim or Nidorim before he made the Nisuin, there's no Shail. The marriage is bottled. No Ksuba, no Ket, no nothing. However, if he didn't find out that she had Nidorim or Mumim before he made Nisuin, and when he made the Nisuin, he didn't mention the Tanai anymore. So Shaila is now, either one possibility is he's Mochel the Tanai. Since he made the Nisuin without mentioning the Tanai, he's Mochel it. If he's Mochel the Tanai completely, then there's, you need a get, and she gets a Ksuba. That would be one possibility. The second possibility is that no, when he married her, he made the Nisuin and he lived with her, it was on the das of what he said in the beginning. And therefore you don't need to get him. There's no marriage over here. Then he finds out, the marriage is bottled, he wasn't mochel the Tanai, right? He continued with the Tanai, just didn't say anything about it. That's another possibility. The third possibility is what Abaya said, in Rav, and that is that he's not mochel the Tanai, but he has intention of being mekadosh her now, because einot amosa bilas or bilas nos, even if she has nadarim, but it's still makbid on the fact that she has nadarim, he can give her, doesn't have to give her a ksuba. Okay, that's how Abaya learns the machzor. Therefore, there's machlokas Rav and Shmuel in this inyan. Rav holds that she doesn't need to get. That what's it called? That Rav holds she needs a get. Rav holds she needs a get, and Abaya explains Rav that she needs a get, but she, what's it called? She doesn't lose her ksuba. She loses her ksuba, but she needs a get. Right? Meaning that the reason she needs a get is because ain't other mosa bilas or bilas nos. And when he was machnis her, right, he had intention to marry her now, even though what's it called, lechatchila, the marriage was no marriage. The original kedushin was no kedushin, because she now has nadari. But this, now he's marrying her, what's it called, he doesn't want to be znos, so he forgets about, he's not mochel the Tanai, he's still makbid. But he doesn't want his bia to be a bia znos, and therefore he's makadish her now. But she loses her ksuba. That's Rav, according to Abaya. And Shmuel says, no. When he married her, it was on the original Tanai, when he actually made Nisuin. And therefore, there's no marriage. And she doesn't need to get either. That's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, according to Abaya. Okay, now the Gemara is going to say the following. Tanan. Run Ayin Gimel Omed Aleph, towards the bottom, last four lines. Tanan. Our Mishnah. Konsa Stam, V'nimtzu Aleh Nedarim, Teitzi Shelo V'Ksuba. Ksuba Udlo Boy, Hagita Boy, right? Our Mishnah says the case of Kitchal Tanai, right, that she doesn't have Nidorim. And then, what's it called? The Mishnah continues and says, Kansostam, the Chorot's going back on the first case. He made a Tanai in the Kedushin, right, and he didn't find out about the Nidorim. So if he found out about the Nidorim before the Nisuin, there's no Shaila. There's no marriage. But if he didn't find out, the Mishnah continues, and Konsustan, and in that case, he made the Nisuin without mentioning the Tanai, then she doesn't have her Ksuba. Mashma, though, she needs a get. So you see, like, what's it called? Like Rav, not like Shmuel. That's a Kashan Shmuel. Right? To you after the Shmuel. It's Kashan Shmuel. Because we're saying now that the Mishnah is a continuation. The first case of the Mishnah is Kitchal Tanai, never made Nisuin and found out that Tanai wasn't Mekoyim. Buck. Next case of the Mishnah. Kitchal Tanai and Konsustan. He didn't find out that she didn't have Nidorim until after the Nisuin. And he didn't mention the Tanai in the Nisuin. In that case, what's it called? She loses her Ksuba, but Mashma she needs to get. That's exactly the case that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about, and it's like Rav, not like Shmuel. Okay, see Rashi. My love, the Seifa Reisha Koi, and the Seifa is a continuation of the Reisha. Right? The Reisha is where he's Mekadesher and Al Tznai and found out that she wasn't Mekayim the Tznai before the Nisuin. And the Seifa is if he didn't find it out before the Nisuin, but made Nisuin after that Tznai, then she needs a get, but doesn't get her Ksuba. So that's what's called the Ka'omer Ksuba Hud Loboy, Dilinyan Mamona Lo Ochel Tznai. Like Rekabai explained, Lagavi, the Mamon, he's not Mochel is Tznai. And therefore she loses her Ksuba. Avagita boy, the Lashem Kedushin boy. But she needs a get because ain't the most abilas or bilas nos. And he intended to now to marry her, despite the Tanai. The imashtakech lo nedorim lo te bilas nos kerab. Right? In other words, he has a mixed feelings. I don't want to be living with this woman, what's it called, biznos. So that much I'm willing to forego the Tanai. But I'm not willing to forego it, like Abi Mama. Mara says, "Lo." So now we have to answer Shmuel. Lo, kidshastam v'kinshastam. The Seifa is not a continuation of the Reisha. The Seifa is a new case. The first case is he was Mekadesher al Tanai and found out that the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim before the Nisuin. The second case is where he never made a Tanai. He was Mekadesher stam and Machneser stam. In that case, since he never made a Tanai, the marriage is a marriage, except she loses her Ksuba because we assume that people don't want women who are, who have Nadorim. So Mara says, lo, kitshustam v'kinshustam. The second case is not a continuation of the first case, it's a new case. Rashi, lo, kitshustam umilsa bapei nafshahi. It's not a continuation, it's a separate case. That's the case. What's the difference? If a guy doesn't want a woman with Nadorim, then the Kedushin should be Kedushin. If he doesn't care, then she should get a Ksuba too. So, Monifshach, why is there a difference between the Ksuba and the Get? Ksuba that she doesn't get, but a Get she needs. In the case where he didn't make any tonight. The Gemara is going to discuss that. So, Gemara says, okay, so if that's the case, right, Avokid Shal Tanai, the Kinsostam, so what are you telling me? That the Mishnah is only telling me two out of three cases. First case is Mekadesher al Tanai and found out that she has Nadorim before the Nisuin. No get. Everybody agrees. Don't need a get. Second case is he never made any Tanayim. He married her without a Tanai. He is Mekadesher without a Tanai. He married her without a Tanai. That case, she needs a get, but no ksuba. But doesn't mention anything about the case of Rav and Shmuel's argument, where he married her out tonight, he was Mekadesh her out tonight, and the suin was Shalobit tonight. That case is not mentioned. And that case we're saying now, according to Shmuel, what's it called? She would, what's it called, not need a get either. Okay? So you tell me now in the third case where he was Mekadesher al Tanai but made the Nisuin Shalo B'Tanai, she wouldn't even need a get. Like Shmuel. Adetani ha-Mekadesh so isha menashe in olen adorim. V'nimtzu olen adorim ena mekudeshes. Then why did they tell me the case where he married her Kedushin al Tanai and found out about the fact that the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim before the Nisuin, that she doesn't need a get? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Where he found out after the Nisuin, she still doesn't need a get, if he was Mekadesh her al Tanai. And I'll know for sure the case is, if he found out before the Nisuin, she doesn't need a get. Why tell me the case that, again, we're saying two extreme cases, but doesn't say the middle case. Why tell me the extreme case where he was Mekadesh her al Tanai and found out about the fact that the Tanai wasn't Mekuyim, that she has Nadorim before the Nisuin? That's where there's no get. Tell me a bigger Chiddush. Tell me a Chiddush that he married her out Tanai, and he made the Nisuin without a Tanai, and then he found out that she doesn't have Nadorim, that she has Nadorim, and then according to Shmuel, she also doesn't need a get. If you tell me that case, I know Kal v'Chomer, the first case, she doesn't need a get. where he found out before any nisuin. So why tell me the extreme case? Tell me the middle case, and I'll know the extreme case. Lishni konsistam v'nimtzu alendorim enem akudeshes. The choskein ha. Right? Marasas hachinami ko'omar. Enichanami, that's what the Mishnah means. Hamakadish ha'isha menashe enel anedorim. The konsistam. The ratio now we're explaining is not where he found out that she had nedorim before nisuin. It's talking, you married her kedushin al tonight. And then he made nisuin and didn't say anything. And then he found out she had nedarim, it's not mekudeshes. And kol shekein, the case where he found out she doesn't have nedarim before any nisuin. The name shel nedarim and mekudeshes, right? And then it says the other case. So the first case includes both of them. You made a tanai, whether you were konisher without the tanai, or you weren't konisher at all, you found out about the fact that there's no, that the tanai wasn't mekudeshes before the nisuin, in both of those cases she doesn't need to get, like Shmuel. And the case, however, kidshastam, the konsistam, teitzei shelo b'ksuba, but the case where he never made it tonight, where he just married her, stam, and then he made nesuin stam, and then he found out she has nadarim, in that case, she taka needs to get, since he didn't make it tonight, but she doesn't get her ksuba. Ksuba hu de lo boy, hakita boy, we say that we take on that a person doesn't want a woman with nedarim, even if he made no tonight. So that's why she loses her ksuba. And he can divorce her without a ksuba, because you fooled me. I thought you didn't have any nedarim. You didn't make it tonight. Doesn't make a difference. It's understood that a person who marries a woman doesn't want her to have nedarim. So therefore, you don't get your ksuba. If that's the case, then why is it a kedushin? If we say that a person's makbid, that he shouldn't marry a woman with nedarim, it's understood. Then if he finds out he has nedarim, it should be, that should be no kedushin at all. And therefore she shouldn't be married. Ihachi get no milosi boy. If that's the case, a get also shouldn't need. Omarabba tzricha get me divrei, enachanami. Really, she doesn't need a get min hatorah at all. Because we assume that a person doesn't want to marry a woman with nedarim. And therefore, when he married her, even though he didn't say any tanai, that was his das. And therefore, he didn't have das to marry her if she has nedarim. But the Rabbanan said, since he didn't, if he made a tanai, then it's obvious to everybody he was makbid on this, and that's why she doesn't need a get. But if he didn't make a tanai, not everybody knows that everybody's makbid on nedarim. Alright, so somebody may say, hey, this guy married her, he didn't say anything, and all of a sudden she's going out without a get. So the Rabbanan said she needs a get. But Enechanami, there's really no marriage here. And because there's really no marriage here, there's no ksuba. But for the chash that people won't understand why there's no marriage, because he didn't make it tonight, and not everybody knows that it's understood that you don't want a woman with nedarim, therefore, what's it called? You need to get me divrehim. Okay, that's what Rabba said. The chenom Rav Chista, tzricha get me divrehim. Rav Chista said the same thing. It's only a get to Rabbanan. Really, min haTorah, there's no marriage here at all, even without a tanai. But where there's a tanai, it's obvious why there's no marriage, so you don't need to get me the Ivreya. But he didn't make it tanai, it's not so obvious. So they said, we don't want people to think that a woman can just go out without a get, right? So give her a get with the Rabbanan. Rava Omar, Tana Svuke Mesapkele. No, there's a different reason why you need a get. The Tana is not sure whether Stam people don't want women with Nidorim to the point where the marriage is bucked. And therefore, Mamona Lakula. Therefore, Amotzi Mechayrer, all right. She says, you want your ksuba? Prove that I'm from the people who don't care about Nidorim. Right? I hold that I do care about Nidorim. On the other hand, yes, sir, maybe you're from the people who don't care about Nidorim. We're not sure. Is a person always makbid not to want a woman with Nidorim? So, it's a suffix. So misafik, give her a get, because we're not sure about you. You could say that you're makbid, but we're not sure if that's really true. Masha'in came, she wants to take money from you and get her ksuba, alright, prove that I'm not from the people who are makbid. So therefore, misafik, she can't collect her ksuba. Misafik, she needs a get. That's how Rava learns. Okay. You gotta be Yisura l'chumra. Okay, Rashi. Lishnei konsistam. So the Gemara says if that's the case, that we're saying that the two cases of the Mishnah are independent of each other and not a continuation, then out of three possible cases, the Mishnah said the two extremes. Why did it tell me the two extremes? Tell me the middle case. If the middle case is a case where he was mekadesh her altnai and konis her stam. And if I know that that case she doesn't need to get, kol shekein in the case where he found out that she didn't have the dorm before, then he was suing altogether. Lisnei konsistam bigavo lichlole v'lisnei hochi hamekadesh almanah she'ein olen adorim v'konsistam. Right, say the case where he was mekadesh her altnai and then made the nisuin stam, and tell me she doesn't need to get, and I'll know that if he didn't make the nisuin, she surely doesn't need to get. If he found out that she had the dorm before the nisuin, the kosh came below konsa of a hashdamash from the dafka b'shalo konsa kamer. But now it tells me the extreme case. I could think that only in that case she doesn't need to get. But if he actually made nisuin, then maybe she does. She needs to get. Hachinami kamer. So the Gemara says no. Shmuel would learn that that's exactly what the case of the Mishnah is. The first case is not the extreme case where he's mekadosher and found out that the Tanai wasn't Mekuyim before the Nisuin. It's talking where he found out after the Nisuin. And still, she doesn't need a get. Kol Shekein, the first case, she doesn't need a get. And the second case is the third case, where he made no Tanayim, made Kedush and Nisuin without any Tanayim. There, she needs a get, but no Ksuba. Hachinami Ka'amar, Dehai V'nimtzu Aleha, Diktani La'achar Sheniseis Ka'amar. Enochinami, that's what how to learn the Mishnah. The first case is not where he found out that she had Nadarim before the Nisuin. Spoken, he found out after the Nisuin. The Omar Yefshi, Zemara says, now, so what's the third case? Third case is where he didn't make any Tanayim. He married her without any Tanayim, Kedushin and Nisuin. And then he found out she has Nadarim. So there the halacha is, she needs a get, but she doesn't get a ksuba. So the question is why? Manavshach. If we say that it's obvious a person does not want a woman with Nadarim, then there shouldn't be any get. There's no marriage. She fooled him. If we say that that's not the case, people are not necessarily mocked, but then why shouldn't get a ksuba? The afagav de lo asni, kemanda asni domi. Okay. Get nomi lo si boy. The hashmul lesli ain't not a most of bilas or bilas nus to hashmini gabiktan. Now, Shmuel doesn't hold of this cloud that a person ain't not a most of bilas or bilas nus. And therefore, when a person marries a woman and he intends that she doesn't have the dorim, even without making any tanai, right? So later on he finds out she has the dorim, it's no marriage. So she shouldn't need a get either. Why in this case does she need a get but doesn't get her ksuba? Gemara says spuke misapkile. First the Gemara said enichanami. She doesn't need a get either. But it's a get midrabbanan, and since he didn't make a tanai, it's not so obvious that he's makbid. And not everybody knows that everybody's makbid, or stam people are makbid, and therefore the kedushin is batal. So we make him give a get the rabbanan. But in the case where he made it tonight, it's obvious. There we don't even need a get the rabbanan. And Rava said no. Svuke mesapkele al stam odom im efshi beishin adron. And look, the rabbanan were mesupik whether in fact stam people are makbid not to have women who have nedarim. So because now it rains a suffix. So mishum sofik, whether she's married, you need to get. But mishum sofik, whether she's married, she can't get her ksuba because of motzi mechaver. All right, gabi mamona lekula, the hamotzi mechaver olvaray, the kiva the mesapke lo logavia. Right, by mamon he can say I'm from the people who are makbid, right, and therefore hamotzi mechaver, you prove that I'm not. But by isser the rabbanon said it's a sofik. We're not sure if stam people are makbid or not. And therefore, could be you're married, could be not. Give her a get. Okay. Omar Rabba. Yeah, let's go a little bit further. I plan to go a lot further, but I see we're not going to do that. Okay. Omar Rabba. Machlokes b'tov shtei noshim. Aval b'tov isha achas divrei akol ein tzricha imenu get. Okay, Rava now is arguing Abaya, and he says that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not by a regular case. A case where he married a woman, Rachel, al-Tanai, and then he was konis her, stam. That's, till now, that's how we learned the machlokas, right? So Rava says, no, that's not the machlokas. In that kind of case, everybody would agree, what's it called, that she doesn't need a get. No one would hold that he's mochel the tnai, or, you know, the most of bilas, so bilas nus in that case. He made a tnai, and he didn't say he didn't take away the tnai, and he married her, probably married her on the tnai. Therefore, she doesn't need a get. Both Rav and Shmuel would agree in that case that she doesn't need a get. Divrei HaKol ain't tzrich a get. Where is the machlokas? B'to shtei noshim. Right? So Rashi says the case is like this. Machlokas to Rav Shmuel, b'to shtei noshim. Kiddush Leah al Tanai. He was Mekadosh Leah on the Tanai that she doesn't have any Nidorim. The Isha Acheres Konastam Achareha. And then he was Mekadosh Rachel without a Tanai and was Konis her Stam. Okay? No. And that he made a Tanai, right, Kiddush Leah al Tanai. And Rachel, he was Konis, right, afterwards. The Nimtzul, and then he found out that Rachel had Nedarim. Okay? So he never made a Tanai by Rachel, but he made a Tanai by Leah. So he was Megala Das, and he doesn't want a woman with Nedarim, because when he married Leah, he made a Tanai. Now, he married Rachel, didn't mention any Tanai, and didn't mention anything, and he made Nisuin also, right? So now the question is like this. Since we know he's Makbid not to have women with Nedarim, because he made a Tanai by Leah, so maybe the Tanai still applies to Rachel too, even though he didn't mention it. And therefore Rachel's marriage is no marriage. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Right? What's the Svara? Rav Sovar, Kivin Delo Asni Bahador Dahach, since he didn't make any Tanai by Rachel, and he did make a Tanai by Leah, Afal Pishu Kvar Gila Daito Shi Efshi Banadronis, Tzrichei Menu Get, Dilma Lagabi Dahach, Chaviva Leva Lo Kopit. Maybe Leah, he wasn't so infatuated with Leah, so, you know, if you don't have any Dorim, okay, I'm willing to marry you. But with the Dorim, and you're also Leah, forget about it. But Rachel, he was infatuated with. And therefore, Rachel, he doesn't care if she has Nedarim or not. So that's what Rav holds. Right? It's no raya from the fact that he doesn't want Leah with Nedarim, that he wouldn't want Rachel with Nedarim. Okay. Shmuel Omer, even the Goli died to Goli. No, since he was Megala Das, he doesn't want a woman with Nedarim, he doesn't want any woman with Nedarim. And therefore, even Rachel's marriage is no marriage. Okay. So Mara says, Avo betos isha achas, divrei akol ain't tzricha meniget. But if it's on the same woman, he made a t'nai with Rachel, and then he was kones Rachel shelo b'tnai, everybody would hold that what's it called? She doesn't need a get. Because he was megaladas, that he doesn't want this woman with the daughter. So the fact that he married her, it was kones her stam, it doesn't make any difference. We don't say this klal of ain't other most of bilos or bilos nus, or we don't say he's mochel etznai. He married her on as a continuation of what the original thing was. Samara says, Omer Abaye, it can't be. V'hom asnisen de tos isha achasi. U'kumos vinen tiyuf de minei. The Gemara Stam asked a question on Shmuel from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is talking about one woman. Right? So you see that the Gemara took on that the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is even by one woman, not by two separate women. So how could you say, how could Rabba say what he said? Ela I itmar hochi itmar. If Rabba said it, Abaya said, he said it like this. He couldn't have said that because it's ridiculous. The Gemara says not like that. Right, if Rabba said it, he said it like this. Omar Rabba, machlokas betos isha achas ke'ein shtei noshim. Ava betos isha achas great, so divrei akol ein etzricha menu get. Okay, so now, Ray Rashi learns this case. Tos isha achas ke'ein shtei noshim means the following, with Rashi. Ava tos isha achas kitshal tznai the kinsastam, afilu rab mode the boy de daite atznoi. I have a homasnis and the tolosi shachasi, lamai de soka daitin, the sefer reshakoi, the way we thought in the beginning, when the Gemara asked the question originally today, right, that the sefer is a continuation of the resha. And ask the kasha on Shmuel, you see that what's it called, konsistam, she needs a get, just doesn't get her ksuba, right? And the Gemara had to answer that it's two separate cases. But what was the question? If their argument is not by one woman, this, our mission's case is one woman, right?
koi tosi shachasi, the komosvina minolael. Alma ika de sphere lay the tosi shachas nomitzrich again. Afal gav da anan hu dosvinan, valav rav, airi bok, right? Of course, even though it's Gemara asked this question, you see that the Gemara took on for Parshat that the machlok is Rav and Shmuel, even by one woman. The high divrei akodik omer svara di dehi, valav mi Rav Shmuel shoma, shari lohoya bedorum, right? When that which Rabba said, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel is like this, he didn't hear it from them. He didn't live in the same generation as them. He just is assuming this is the way, but you see the Gemara assumed differently. Ela de kasover lekalamanda omer bechi haigavna de lav daiti atnoi. The hoka chazina de chol b'nei medrosha do svua soka daiti lememarachim. Rabbi just said it's not mistaber that they're arguing by one woman. There for sure he means to keep the tonight. But you see the Gemara held not like that. The Gemara asked the question that even by one woman there could be a machlokas. So therefore it's not mistaber to explain the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel like Rabbi thought. So then what is the pasuk? Machlokas betos yishachas ke'en shtei noshim. Kidsha al tanai. He was mekadesh her on tanai. And then girsha min ha'erisin. And he was megarish her. Okay. V'chazer v'kinsastan. And then he remarried her and made nesuin without mentioning the tanai. So now the question is, maybe the second time around he forgot about the tanai. Or no. He's now second time around. He's what's it called? Continuing what is the first marriage? Bahi Omar Rav tzricha get. That's the case where Rav says she needs a get, because maybe the second time around now ain't not a most bilas nus and he's mochel the tnai or whatever. But if it would be the first time around and he made a tnai, then Rav would say what's it called she doesn't need a get. It'd only be one woman. If he married her after he made the tnai by the kedushin, then nobody holds that that he's mochel the tnai or he's makes a new marriage. He's marrying her on the tanai, and the don't v'chi osvinan la'el. And we asked the question before from the Mishnah. Hachi osvinan, my love kitcha al tanai v'konsastam mishagirsha. The Gemara understood that it has to be talking in a case where he was megarisher in between. So it's a new marriage. It's not a continuation of the first marriage. The below girsha lekalaman the omer, because the Gemara understood that without being megarish, there's no svar in the world that we shouldn't say that he's going back on his original tie. Behecha the girsha miyak tani ksuba lo boy, hagita boy. In the case though where he was megarisher, where it's like to shtei noshim, same woman but two different marriages, there get she needs but ksuba not. Vani shamati to shisha achas, and Rashi says I heard a different pshat in to shisha achas. He was Makadish Rachel al Tanai, and then he had intention of making the suin in Leah without any Tanai. And by accident, he married Rachel, like Yaakov. But the opposite, yeah. The Konsastam, the Nimtza Rachel. Right, so Rashi can't say that. Vakashili, no, no, me discovered, leave all the shame Kedushin, ho lav Rachel ichavid, vami tzricha get. The Maisa, he intended to marry the wrong woman, so it shouldn't be any kedushin bichlal. Right? That can't be the case. So the case is, Rashi says, as we said, he married Rachel and he divorced her. What's it called? And then he remarried her without the tanai. Does he going back on the original tanai, or now the second marriage? Since he didn't mention the tanai, he's mochelin. Okay.
He divorced her because of
Midori. No, it could be divorced his time. He decided that he's not interested. And then he got interested again, right? But he didn't say he divorced her because of the Nadarim. He didn't find out about the Nadarim the first time. The first time he didn't find out about the Nadarim. He stopped divorced her. He only found out about the Nadarim after he married the second time.